Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I want to start off by thanking Paul Roberts and the OCTalkRadio.net team here in the Tech Space building in Costa Mesa. They do a wonderful job. A lot of community-minded business radio shows on OCTalkRadio.net, so please check them out. Put your browser on OCTalkRadio.net and see what it's all about here. My first guest is Mike Wiseman, and Mike is the one of the co-founders of DGWB Inc., which is a advertising agency and a media company here in Orange County that has some pretty major accounts. And also, Mike is the co-founder of the Values Institute, which is an organization that helps organizations to look into the values and get in line with their customers and get the boardroom in line with the break room and in line with the showroom to the customer, so from the customers to the managers, all the way out to the employees, and get all the values in line. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you. Mike, how you been?
I've been great. Been very busy. I'm sure I know you have as well, but all is good, and looking forward to an exciting event coming up. So no complaints here.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So the Values Institute has its annual awards ceremony coming up, and tell us about it, the date, the venue, and what it's all about.
Sure. We're now going to be celebrating our fifth annual, what we call our Trust Summit, and this year's especially exciting because we have a new trust partner that's come on board really towards the end of last year. We were fortunate enough to partner with Cal State University Fullerton, and working with them, we've created really the country's first Center of Excellence for Values. It's called the Center for Brand Values, Communications, and Research, and it's a joint venture between the Values Institute and the university. And so now, for the first time, we can go from the boardroom to the break room and now into the classroom, because not only are we going to be intervening with C-suite executives on their quest for a values-driven organization, but now we can also train up a whole new generation of business leaders before they enter their vocation right there in the classroom. So it's a really exciting partnership. And this year we're going to be celebrating on the campus for the first time. So next Tuesday, August 19th, from 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to be celebrating Trust one more time. This year it's at the Meng Concert Hall, which is just a beautiful theater facility used for concerts there on the campus. This is actually going to be one of the first outside events that the campus is allowed in that venue. So it's a beautiful place. And like the past 5 years, what we're going to be doing is celebrating and honoring 10 brands that we consider Orange County's most trustworthy brands, as voted on through a proprietary online survey that we've got going out to the residents of Orange County. So this is not the Values Institute selecting the honorees. This is the public selecting the honorees based on the ability of those brands to grow trust with their consumers. And it's just it's a great, inspiring time. This year, we're really excited because our keynote speaker this year is Rich Karlgaard, mm-hmm. who I'm sure you know is the publisher of Forbes magazine, and he's a fantastic speaker. But he's just written a new book called The Soft Edge, which is really getting into some of those intangibles, like the things we talk about, values and trust, as a way to distinguish your company. And so we're just looking for a wonderful turnout. We're going to have hundreds of business leaders in Orange County. They're all for one reason, and that's to learn more and celebrate this notion of values in corporate America.
And it's very exciting, Mike. I mean, it's something that is definitely catching on, and it is sorely needed. Tell us a little bit about what the premise behind the Values Institute is and why it got started, I guess.
Well, we got started, Bill, right back at the fall of Wall Street, 2009, and I guess, you know, the villain in this case would be our friend Bernie Madoff. But of course, Bernie was just representative of an industry, a particular industry, the financial industry, gone wrong. But I think what it pointed to was a bigger issue, and that is, you know, what I would classify as the transactional economy, where, you know, the ends justify the means, and it's all about getting the almighty dollar. And unfortunately, we don't behave terribly well when we're just chasing money. And so we try to understand how relationships were falling apart left and right. This was, you know, this behavior was not only damaging stockholders, but it was damaging lives. Mm-hmm. And so we said, you know, there's got to be a better way to this. What we found out in that study, Bill, back in 2009, is that there's a new currency in town, and the new currency is not about products and services, because we're living in an overly commoditized world. The new currency is the values that your organization ascribes to, and it starts at the top with the personal values of those that are leading organizations, and then obviously it filters down into creating a culture of an organization. And as you and I both know, you know, you've been into enough boardrooms over your careers as I have, you can tell when you walk into an organization whether there's dysfunction and greed, or whether there's hope and purpose and goodness. And I can tell you there's enough proprietary secondary research out there now that will tell you that high-trust organizations financially outperform their competitors, but they get something back in return that their competitors don't, and that's the, you know, the holy grail of advocacy and loyalty and satisfaction. And those are gifts that are given back to organizations for behaving well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems like, you know, when we talk about, we talk with a lot of venture capital or M&A type of firms, and they're saying, we're looking now to find out what a company's net promoter score is, which is an indication of kind of value and trust from a consumer standpoint. And it's a simple measurement. It's a question, something like, how likely would you be to refer us to your friends and family, or something along those lines, as a question, and which indicates, well, that indicates I trust this brand. And what are some of the factors that go into creating this evaluation for a company as to whether they're hitting the mark on these areas or not?
Well, we measure five values, Bill, that we believe are at work in every relationship, whether personal or professional, and those five values begin with competency and consistency. You know, can you deliver on what you say you're going to do, and can you do it on a consistent basis? We consider those the functional values. As we move deeper into a relationship with a brand or with an individual, then the more emotional values of candor or you know, transparency and honesty, and concern, which is the measure of how does this brand demonstrate that you care about me as a consumer. And then what we found over the last 5 years of our research is that the most important value of all of these five C's, as we call them, is the value of connection. And that value of connection says, I'm taking time to truly identify with the values of my employees and with the values of my customers. That's the value. That's the bridge that takes you into the deeper waters of a sustained relationship over time. And so, I mean, what we're finding, Bill, is that you can't distinguish yourself anymore by products and services. We're just too commoditized, too competitive. Your values truly are your way to differentiate your organization. So we build a composite out of all of those five values in our survey, which we produce what we call a trust index, which is very similar to what you're talking about. I would love one day in the future to have an analyst sitting down to make a recommendation on a stock to say, well, wait a minute, what is the trust index of this organization? Because mm-hmm. that trust index implies sustained growth and loyalty from customers, and that should be a measurement, I think, that is put into play when we're all evaluating who we're going to invest in.
Well, buyers are just looking at, you know, what are the least amount of hiccups when we acquire a company. You know, who has the easiest systems and processes to assimilate and take over, the best trained people and the best relationships, and this is where this comes in a big way. So, Mike, who should attend this event coming up? Who would you suggest? Who's attended in the past? Let's give not by name, but by types of company or
Sure. It's a mixture, Bill, of not only types of companies. So, we have 10 industries that are represented in our survey. So you see a cross-section of different industries represented, both for-profit and non-profit organizations are there in attendance. It tends to be, senior management, C-suite executives that are looking for a way to find an edge in terms of a competitive advantage for their companies. But you see also, middle management will be there. And this year, we're probably going to have a student population that's going to be sitting there learning along with, senior executives of organizations. So it's a pretty wide mix. At the end of the day, Bill, you and I both know that, values is not a generational issue. Nobody owns values. This is something that is inherent in every relationship that we have, no matter how old you are. I literally go out and talk now to everybody that I can, and I can tell you that I can be in an audience with 22-year-olds, to 65-year-olds, and everybody gets, the point that I make about living out a life of values and how that can positively affect your future. And so, I would say, come one, come all, because I think that there's, there isn't anybody that would not benefit from listening to, how other companies that we admire remain successful and grow their businesses through doing what's right.
Well, one of the key things we do is learn by example. So what you're saying, I think, is there will be people who have exemplified great behavior here and are leading the way towards this. And every business owner needs to look for an edge wherever they can. But they truly need to think about getting it back in line. I mean, this is something that they've got to really feel from the boardroom down. It's not just, well, if we do this, it'll make more money. It needs to really align, and they need to really have a honest effort at getting back in touch with the consumer, because it's the right thing to do, and that in turn will create a better relationship and more profits down the road, right?
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, we see it on a daily basis. We see crazy behavior by consumers who have grown so bonded to certain brands, and it's brands that, if I mention them, we would all recognize them. But every brand has an opportunity, Bill, to through a values story, to really cement and bond a relationship with their employees and their customers that transcends the day. And you know what? At the end of the day, I want to go home not only knowing that I'm making money, but I want to go home knowing that I'm making money with a purpose. And we all feel better when we know that we're, commerce is one thing. It's one measure of success. I can tell you my measurement of success has changed so dramatically over the years. It's really not about making any money anymore. It's really about what significance can I bring to the marketplace and to the people around me. And you'll see, and anybody that attends will see, that the brands that we're honoring, our brands that have figured out that formula, and they are loved brands, not just brands in the category. I saw an interesting survey just a week ago that was done internationally, 50,000 consumers, and this is going to surprise you, Bill. It surprised me. 50,000 of these people said that 70% of all brands could disappear tomorrow and it wouldn't make a difference.
Wow.
That's frightening. For organizations that are trying to make their way when many of them are going to find themselves insignificant. And this is where this discussion of values is so critical, because that is your path. That's the pathway.
Yeah, well, it's, obviously so many companies, like you look at Circuit City, they're gone. Does anybody miss them anymore? Well, no, they just go to Best Buy. If Best Buy goes away, maybe they'll miss them. It's fun to walk around and look at the new gizmos, but then everybody's buying them online, it seems like.
I remember being in, Blockbuster probably three times a week.
Yeah, right.
I can do that from the convenience of my couch now.
And which really creates a need to focus on how your employees deal with customers when they can't smile at them directly. They need to smile over the telephone, or they need to smile over the internet, right?
Absolutely. One of the best examples of that is Zappos. right? It's you know, on the surface they sell shoes and everything else, but in their hearts what they sell, as Tony Hsieh, their CEO, says, is they sell happiness. So they're one of those rare telemarketing organizations that don't have a clock sitting above the heads of their telemarketers. Each one of those employees is empowered to have a conversation that can last 5 minutes or 5 hours. It doesn't matter. What they want at the end of that conversation is a happy customer. And they now sell a tour of going into that facility for companies to see how it's done right.
Hmm. Yeah, so they've created an experience for the consumer beyond just buying product, learn what we're doing, see what we're all about, be a part of this community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're all, I mean, in our personal relationships and in our business relationships, we're searching for that. We're looking, we want trust. We were designed as social beings, so relationships are extremely important to us. You know, the expression, no man is an island. I have an expression as well. No brand is an island. You cannot in isolation succeed in the marketplace, and it starts with management and it starts with your own employees. I can't tell you how many of the leaders that we respect will say, the most important audience that I have is my employees, because if I can't build a trusting relationship with them, I have no opportunity to grow my company outside.
Yeah, there's an old saying that my best assets go home every night.
That's exactly right, and they're precious.
And they are. Yeah, and it's becoming even more precious as the good ones are learning more, becoming more valuable to competition, to the future of your company. So if you're within earshot here, you can hear this, and you really want to be on the cutting edge of what's going on and what your company might need to do to get in line with this trust movement, with what's going on, and really see some great examples of how this works, come to Cal State Fullerton on August 19th between 4 and 6, right, Mike?
That's right, Bill.
Where do they go to get tickets for this event, Mike?
Online, we have a website. It's www.thebrandswetrust.com.
The Brands We Trust. And about what does it cost to attend the event, Mike?
The event is $65 for admission, and that includes the program. It includes our keynote, Rich Karlgaard, and then there's also going to be a reception immediately following the program out in the foyer of this beautiful concert hall, just to mingle and network, and there's a booth set up around there from some of our sponsors to gather information as well. So it's going to be a great event, and as you said, I would encourage anybody that's interested in finding a way to not only create a competitive difference for themselves as individuals, but also their organizations, to come on out and help us celebrate.
Well, just seeing Rich Karlgaard speak is going to be a fascinating portion of the event, Andy. You know, he's a great speaker, and is with his new book coming out. That should be fascinating by itself. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Well, and we do have books available for those who are signing up. We still have a few left. So if that's an inducement to come, then we'll make sure we have those for those who show up.
So it's August 19th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Cal State Fullerton is it the Meng or the Ming Concert Hall?
Yes, Meng, M-E-N-G.
M-E-N-G, okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful theater.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that. It looks like a really great place to have an event. So Cal State Fullerton is just starting to open this up, or is this just a special event?
Yeah, this is really, I think we're going to be one of the first outside events in. And if you haven't seen, I happen to be an alumni of Cal State Fullerton. If you haven't been on that campus for a while, you're going to be extremely impressed with it's a city within a city there, but amazing things going on that university campus, and this concert hall, I think, is a great representation of that. And I'm thrilled that we have partnered with this university. It really helps validate and extend our discussion of values out into the world now.
Yeah, that's that curriculum. That's a fascinating beginning of a new movement, and really fascinating that you were able to get that into college curriculum, Mike. I think it's going to take off like wildfire because it's sorely needed, and congratulations on all the progress there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go to the event, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope our listeners will too. If you're hearing this and you need to find out more information, we'll have a link at exitcoachradio.com. You can check into it then. I've been talking with Mike Wiseman. Mike, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.